Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Managing a business, a department, or just a project can be tedious and sometimes downright grueling, which is why a little developmental training and insight can be a big help, and why our next guest's organization is bringing just such an event soon to Columbia. Miso Hood Gray is president and CEO of the South Carolina Midlands chapter of the Project Management Institute, and Professional Development Day 2019 is coming May 17th to Columbia. Miso, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So first of all, tell us about your organization.
Well, South Carolina chapter of PMI, Project Management Institute, has been around for 21 years, and our organization is here to support project managers and other individuals in that profession and associated with project management. We're here to provide professional development opportunities, networking opportunities, also connect employers with potential employees, and just to, provide information and advance the profession of project management.
And now tell us about Professional Development Day.
It's basically an all-day event for project management professionals who are certified, as well as those who are interested in getting certified in the project management profession. And we provide different opportunities to network, as well as listen to presentations and speakers from all across the country, and provide some information about how they can better manage projects, as well as, some additional information on where project management is going and the future of our profession.
And I mentioned the date is May 17th. Where and what are the hours?
That is correct. It's May 17th, and that's a Friday. Going to start around 7:30 for registration, but the actual presentations and such will not start until 8 o'clock. And we do have vendors and other opportunities there as well. It will be held at the Richland II Institute of Innovation, R2I2, and that's in the Village of Sandhills.
And you mentioned speakers?
Yes, the first keynote speaker that we have is Dr. Valerie P. Denny, and she is going to talk about change, and I think that's something that we all have to deal with. And so her topic is to fear or not to fear. Then we have a second keynote speaker, and it's Dr. Marlon Walters, and he'll be talking about from invisibility to inspiration, influence, and impact.
And what are some of the specific topics for the breakout sessions, the individual workshops?
So this year's theme for PDD 2019 is Inspire, Influence, and Impact. And to support that, we do have breakout sessions with three different tracks, and the tracks are related to PMI's Talent Triangle, Technical Project Management, Leadership, and Strategic Business Management.
What are some of the big challenges facing today's project managers?
One is that not everyone really understands project management and that it is a discipline and there are specific methodologies to use. And so it seems that a lot of people think that participating in any kind of project qualifies them to be a project manager. And the other challenge is that sometimes businesses who are not already set up and have a project management office may not have the right structure in place to support project managers. And so if there's no formalized project management office, it can be difficult to get the support and the resources needed to really manage projects effectively. And businesses may not always understand the value formalized project management organization can add.
And of course, a common thread that we see these days across the entire business world as a challenge is today's tight labor market. Is there a shortage of qualified project managers? Are companies finding that a problem?
I think that is a problem, and I think the key word that you mentioned is qualified. So I think there's not a shortage of project managers because it seems that people use that term very loosely to describe their qualifications. But I think, as you mentioned, a qualified project manager is different. The one with the correct experience, correct skill set, and also, again, being certified and being able to prove that they have the knowledge and the abilities to really effectively run a project. I think it's really important to recognize the importance of that certification. It's hard to find really good project managers and to really distinguish yourself as a good project manager.
Well, Miso, one more time, give us the date and location of the upcoming Professional Development Day.
Yes, PDD 2019 will be held on May 17th. Registration starts at 7:30 with our events starting at 8 o'clock at the Richland II Institute of Innovation at the Village of Sandhills.
Thanks for stopping by our studio.
Thank you so much.
Miso Hood Gray is president and CEO of the South Carolina Midlands chapter of the Project Management Institute. We will have a link to her organization as well as to the upcoming event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.